Atrial fibrillation has a grossly irregular rhythm, and the ventricle contracts at variable times in relationship to the position of the mitral valve. Thus, there'll be a variable S1 as a very common finding during auscultation of the heart. Patients who present with atrial fibrillation and dilated cardiomyopathy are potential candidates for tachycardia-mediated cardiomyopathy. In other words, for many years we have considered these individuals to have a cardiomyopathy that was the initiating event for the atrial fibrillation. We now know that patients can have atrial fibrillation, often silent and not producing any symptoms for the patient, with a rather rapid ventricular response that over time actually causes dysfunction of the left ventricle. Thus, when the patient presents, they may actually present with symptoms that are consistent with congestive heart failure, and it is discovered that they have atrial fibrillation.